Utahns who became ill as a result of working in the uranium mining industries between 1942 and 1971 may be eligible for as much as $150,000 as well as medical benefits. The money has been available since the Radiation Exposure Compensation Program was established in 1992 under the Department of Justice. Utah Senator Orrin Hatch helped pass legislation to start the program, and the Department of Labor expanded it in 2000. But Preston J. Truman, founder and director of a Downwinders advocacy group, says this is the first time he's heard of an outreach meeting in Utah.
It's funny that most of the stuff that's been done on it has been outreach in New Mexico, whereas Moab was the boom city, the main focus point of the uranium boom of the 1950s. And a lot of miners there really have never been outreached to as they should have. So this is good news.
To date, more than $180 million has been paid out to 1,886 people who filed claims, according to the U.S. Labor Department. Truman says that's maybe a third of the workers affected in the state. He says many of them have already died, though their families may be eligible for compensation. For information on benefits available, public meetings take place Tuesday and Wednesday this week at Star Hall in Moab. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.